end. Got my own way, don't need your places. Clear, got bands round. Real niggas forever by my side and they gon' stand around. And what you say, that don't mean shit if you can't stand down. Had to make my ways for better days, that shit was maddening though. Heard you got a bag and left the hood, how about your man's though? I said it, I'ma stand on, no brakes and shit on hands on. Ain't stopping no bands, no. Don't write these lyrics, play my beat and I just ride slow. Lazy off this juice, I pour two foes, just like my mind gone. I don't give a fuck which niggas paid as long as mine know. Yeah, and let them try to get their mind blown. Still trying to get away, I need some time to get my mind right. Niggas that was with me, not around, they chase for limelight. 4 ounces in my lounge, Sprite, coding to get my mind right. On and off the road, ain't going home, I'm on my back, guys. She thought I was paying her for what? No, I ain't that type. I cut off, ain't that nice. I've been pouring lean, better paint, I said fuck ice. I swear something about that must right. It's that same nigga, I need mine to have my hand now. Got my own way, don't need your place. It's clear, got bands round. Real niggas better.
Yeah, what's going on? It's the homie Mez. You tuned in to Mez Drinks and Chill. Got some of the homies in the building. Got the homie Tess in the building.
Yo, yo, what it do, Tessa?
Got Ty in the building.
Yo, yo, yo.
Shout out to Trap Wade. What's good with y'all?
Man, what's the word, man?
Y'all got a name brand. What's that, a clothing line?
Yes, sir. More than a clothing line, really, but you know, we got a lot. You know, yeah. It's a clothing line, but a lot more. It's a lifestyle, a way of life.
Ty, what y'all got going on?
Really a foundation, you know?
Yeah.
We're trying to build through the clothes, you know, trying to speak our story through the clothes, really.
How long y'all been rocking with this brand?
Going on probably like a few months now.
Oh, y'all just starting up?
Yeah, just starting
up.
Well,
revamping it really, because
revamping.
Ty was really doing his thing with the Trap Juice.
And, yeah.
You know, that led from Trap Juice to Trap Way.
Yeah.
We just really ran off with the clothing, really, you know.
Y'all not fucking with the Trap Juice no more?
We are. It's just, you know, the focus is really on the clothing and the Trap Way, because, you know, we trying to put all our time and make sure we, you know, really go hard with this shit the way we know we can, and
yeah,
make sure we really get what we can out of it. So,
nah, I hear that.
Yeah.
What made y'all get into the entrepreneurial world? Like, because what all does Trap Way take? Like, what y'all got? Just merch, basically? Is it just clothing? Is it?
Which a little bit more descriptive? What you
like?
Mean?
Like, is it just t-shirts? Is it sweaters? Tie? What all y'all got?
Nah, it's t-shirts, it's sweater. More.
It's t-shirts, sweaters, sweatpants. Anything you wanted to be, everything you needed to be, to be
water.
Honest. I mean,
yeah.
It's a lifestyle mindset, you know, anything regarding towards that, you know, filling in clothes and trapped in things that, you know, that you feel trapped in, you know, whether it's, you know, 9 to 5,
lifestyle.
Way of life, you know, anything that you feel trapped in that you're unable to escape.
What does Trap Way stand for? Is it?
It's basically what it is, a mindset. It's a be free or die mindset. Honestly, you know, filling in clothes into things and forced into certain decisions that you don't want to make, or a certain lifestyle you don't want to live, to be honest, you know. And sometimes everybody not really, it's not up to them to do the things that they do or live the way they live. They trap, you know.
Right.
So it's like, that's the mentality of it.
Yeah, it ain't no acronym to the actual Trap Way. Like,
oh, all right. That's what I was thinking.
Acronym to it, but it's more like, you know, we trap and other people are trapped in this. Some people are trapped in this. Excuse me. So, you know, you could be trapped, like he said, from a 9 to 5. You could be trapped in the actual trap.
Right.
Whatever it is, you know. So, freeing your mind and, you know,
yeah,
really unlocking your potential.
How'd y'all come, like, what made y'all start doing on some entrepreneurial shit? Like, usually, you know.
We, to be honest, we was already always on it. Like,
yeah,
before we even met each other, we was already doing,
for sure,
like, entrepreneurship. That's really how we linked in. We actually met through a mutual friend. He had a clothing line, and we were supposed to do a
collaboration?
Pop-up shop. We actually did the pop-up shop. We were actually the, you know, not to brag or sound crazy, but we was the first young, you know, niggas, part of my language.
Yeah, you can talk however y'all speak,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, we was really the first young niggas to really, yeah, really go crazy with it. You know,
that boy messy, I could talk however y'all speak.
Yeah, hell yeah.
But, you know, pop-up shop's been going around, like, before, yeah, us, but, like, as far as young niggas, like, we was really the first to do, and, you know, that's, like, snap, because we had a... on Statesville, that venue over there, we had everything set up, and right before it happened, he actually broke his femur, so he wasn't even actually able to make the first one. But me and the team were able to make it happen with him,
yeah,
you know, in the hospital. And at first, we didn't think we was gonna be able to do it, but I was like, hey, you know, you put the work and time into it, so I was like, we're not gonna let it die down because you're in the hospital. So you know, we still made everything happen. It was a success. Like, city went crazy over it. And then after that, everybody else, you know, not saying they copying, you know,
nah, of course,
yeah. And they, you know, everybody else started doing pop-ups week to week. And,
yeah,
you know, so.
Yo, how's it with getting motivated, man? Because I know sometimes I'll be having a hard time getting motivated with shit. Like, even with the podcast, sometimes I'll just be like, I don't feel like getting up and doing shit. And then.
me and him go through it all the time. Like, really, though, it's a matter of, like, you know, life catches up to you a lot, too, because, you know, we got families, trap, work, whatever. Like, so some days I'll have to, you know, might get on him, like, yo, what's going on? A lot of times he'll get on me, like, yo, bro, you're not doing what you. So that's. Team effort gives us the motivation. Like, you know, your team member is supposed to motivate you sometimes. But most of the time, though, you should wake up and already had that motivation, I feel like, if you want to succeed in something.
That's true, but even
show.
That's how I feel because, you know, even though you need motivation, like I even said this, you know, outside of that, like, to my girl, like, you know, nobody's supposed to baby and motivate you.
Nah, for sure.
If you want that, like, if you want $1 million, you're going to figure it out. Yeah, so.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, niggas have real life issues. So, you know, I have issues and he has issues. So sometimes I might go a month without talking to him and vice versa. That's my brother. So when I'm not doing nothing, he's taking care of shit. Like, he making sure shit get done. Clothes is there. Marketing, media, and the times that he wasn't on it, I would make sure we get our load in and get our clothes in and shit like that. And through the process, bro, we just, you know, balance it off like that. So
hell yeah. Ty, how you be staying motivated, man? It seemed like it's easy for you to be motivated. Like, you always online doing something, like promoting the brand or something.
I mean, it just come from, like, naturally being motivated, you know, from other people, from other things that I see, you know. Yeah. Motivated from you, motivated from anything that I, you know, may possibly come across. You know, it's just like trying to, everything is art. So, you know, it's just trying to create something to recreate something, basically. Yeah. If that makes sense, you know.
I've been supportive since day one, too. As soon as I launched the podcast, Ty hit me in my DMs like, yo, I'm fucking with your shit. I'm trying to get on the podcast. What's up? Like, we need to come promote the podcast. And I kept feeling like I was pushing shit back to back, like just getting everything done. I was like, I got to get these niggas on here soon, though.
Nah, for sure.
I ain't gonna lie, he really stayed on that though, like day in and day out, like, yo, what's up with Mez? Like, what, you know, the podcast, he really stayed.
I appreciate y'all niggas for that, for real.
Appreciate, like, you for having us, but he was really the one that was like, yo, we gotta get on there. I fuck with it, and he stayed 100 with it and was consistent with it.
I definitely appreciate that.
Because even when I would forget about it, he'd be like, yo, did you talk to Mez? I just talked to him. He was always on it, so.
It kept hitting me. I'm like, damn, I got to get these niggas on. But people, like, I just had a couple things lined up back to back to back. And then today, I was like, yo, you know what? I know it's some last minute shit, but I was like, yo, if y'all can make it. And then y'all pulled up. I was like, oh, that's what's up.
Yeah, for sure.
Appreciate you,
bro. For sure, man. Did y'all have any big homies growing up, like, as far as, like, that motivated y'all with the entrepreneurship? Or is this some shit, like, y'all have?
Hell no.
Nah?
Shit, hell no. I'm my own big homie.
Yeah. Somebody had to put you on in some game or something.
Hell no. I'm my own big homie.
Everything is trial and error?
Yeah, everything trial. Nah, real shit. Everything trial and error. I think everything you need to experience for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, most of the things, that's where that shit come from. Errors come from another older nigga not teaching you, you know, feel me?
Yeah.
What not to do wrong, you feel me? Yeah. Or what? Ain't gotta be an older nigga. Your niggas, you feel me? Period. Yeah. Like, not showing you, all right, let me not go down that road. I've been down that road. You feel me? So I'll fuck up. You feel me? Just like, it's from yourself. You feel me? I'm my own because I'm alone trying it for myself. Really. Yeah.
So do you look out for younger niggas coming up now? Even though y'all niggas still young, but.
For sure, even though we still young, hell yeah. Because I motivate a lot of niggas hit me, be like, yo, bro, you crazy. Like, you be doing some shit. Like, so I feel like, I motivate a lot of people. And I feel like that's important for real. Or like, give hope, you know, like that. Oh shit, you can't just, like, you could literally get up. Like, you don't know how many people hit me every day, like females, males, on some shit. Like,
even if
damn, how you be doing this? Or how you be doing, like, nigga, just get up and do it. Like, what you mean? Like, how I be doing it? I got on YouTube, nigga, I learned for myself. Like, you feel me? Like, I just got up and did it myself. Like, it ain't. You could teach the game to yourself. You ain't gotta sit there and sit in no class.
It ain't like
and
back in the days no more.
Yeah, it's not. That's the thing, though. That's my whole thing with everything. Like, shit is not like back in the day. Shit is digital. Like, you could literally teach yourself, like, hell to do that shit. Like, so if you're not trying to find a reason to go get it or go get it, this is an excuse. You feel me?
Hell,
like, so
that's how you feel with the big homies and the fact that how you just stay motivated to do shit.
Me personally, as far as the big homie thing,
shit, don't get me wrong, niggas inspire you for sure.
To
be to that level, but not to be like them. You know, I don't want to be like you, cause shit, Look where you at now. You feel me? Like, look where you at now. But the way you went about it and the effort you put in, I need that. I need to get on that level. You feel me? But as far as, like, ending up or turning out how you turned out, hell nah. Fuck out of that. Leave that out.
On my end, when you say big homie, do you mean as far as streets or clothing and merch and entrepreneurship?
Just anybody, because sometimes, like, when I tell niggas, like, when I mention big homies that I had, they might not be street niggas. They might be niggas who just literally gave me the ins and outs to life. Like, it could just be, like, I always be talking about some of the homies that showed me life. It's just the steps to do. Like, a nigga could tell you the right and wrong thing. You don't even have to be a street nigga.
Fact. In that case, yeah, I did have a couple big homies. Like, I mean, even with you, like, when I was younger, you, other people around us, you know, it's a lot of people you personally know that was around us.
Right.
From street stuff to business stuff to a lot of things that I'm not going to say molded me, but just gave me good advice. And one thing I always tell people that are younger than me is, hey, bro, when somebody tells you something that's older, listen to it from the streets to anything, because this person's been through it. So that's why they telling you that. So I'm not going to say I didn't have a big homie, but it's a 50-50 thing, because I would always take one thing with me. I'm an only child, so I'm my own big homie in a sense. So I always learn from the streets to everything. Like he said, trial and error. Like, me and him had to go through a lot. Like, we lost stuff. We lost packages, shirts, all that shit. So we really learned a lot on our own. So we are our own big homies, but we definitely had people around us to say, hey, you know what, to try to guide us in the right way. So I wouldn't say big homies as in, you know, how every day, oh, do this. But somebody always there, like, hey, yo, try this. Maybe you shouldn't do this like this, or that's not.
Because sometimes niggas who they be calling big homies be the biggest bozos out here.
They be busters. And see, one thing with me,
yo, this is the really shit ever niggas ever put in the air.
One thing with me is, like, I observe who you are.
Yeah.
Even while you give me the advice, I'm observing. It's like the shit you talking, if you can't show me that shit, I'm just going to listen to it and keep it pushing. I might not even.
But you can still learn from that.
Yeah, fact. One thing I learned was always listen to people, because the dumbest nigga in the world might say one thing that hit, and with me, I always listen to people.
Yeah, like, nah, he just said the realest shit, though, for real, for real. You could give game, but be the dumbest nigga.
Yeah,
like,
dumbest nigga give some free game, though, that'd be, like, beneficial for real.
I was downtown
one
time, somebody's like, why you listening to a bum? I was like, look, bro, before he was a bum, you don't know what he was. Yeah. So, like, I understand how life hits people, you know what I'm saying? From a nigga that's done everything that most of these niggas talk about, never done, like, just from entrepreneurship to street shit, like, I done did a lot of shit. So one thing I never do is I'm not too big headed. I never hold my nose on somebody and be like, I can't learn shit from you because you don't got no money now. Or,
you could learn something from anybody. Remember them commercials back in the days? You could learn a lot from a dummy, the crash dummy joints.
Yeah.
Like, a dummy could teach you exactly what not to be. Like, you're like, you know what? Right. I don't want to be like that nigga.
You feel me? So that's one thing too we learn. Like, seeing niggas do the wrong thing. Okay, I'm not going to end up like that or shit. I see what he got in.
Right.
You know, not even to name drop, but it's, you know, one person around us from clothes to hammers, like, that's a little bit outside, but you'd be like, damn, I like how you get that, and it's just giving me the right info, like, this is how I got it. I didn't get this overnight. Like, don't just go spend your money and buy something that's $1,000 because you got it right now, nigga. He said, wait. Like, I had to wait. Me personally, I said, fuck that. I still went and got it, but you know, that's just how I am, but it's a trial and error thing, like he said. But me personally, though, I would say around 18, I had a big homie. He's like my big brother, big cousin, you know what I'm talking about. But that's really my big homie in the sense, outside of everything else, just because of how he's led me, like what he's done for me. Nigga ain't never tried to lead me astray. And he's never told me to do anything he wouldn't do himself. You get what I'm saying?
That's key. Because a lot of so-called big homies, they send you on a mission on some shit they would never do.
And they scared to do it.
A dummy mission.
Yeah, that's really what it is. Yeah. It's a dummy mission.
And one thing with me, even when I was, you know, since I've been little, I ask a million questions. So if something don't add up to me, I'm not going to do it. I don't care if I'm scared of you or how you feel. It's not going to happen. So with him, like, I respected him. And did people be like, why you listen to him so much? Because if I ask that man for something, he's going to break his back to make sure I got whatever I asked him for. So to me, that's my big homie until this day. Like, so, but growing up, though, you know, like I said, just you, a couple other people that just guided niggas in the right direction. But for the most part, man, from fights to guns to entrepreneurship to making money, like, nigga, even making money, like, I didn't have no older brothers. So my first year at West Charlotte, like, I flipping flipping Knicks for dimes. Like, really, like, in the morning, I'd go buy a whole bunch of Knicks and go flipping for dimes. And nobody taught me how to do that shit. Like,
the double ups.
Yeah, nobody nobody taught me, you know, like, nobody ever
taught me. A lot of niggas came up over there. When you first start hustling, you do the double ups. You know? That's all you could get at the time.
And I wasn't supposed to go to West Charlotte my first year, so.
Yeah, I was about to say, how the fuck you end up in West Charlotte?
I capped about the cigarette shit. Let me hit that.
They did rezone it. They sent me there, and, you know, my mom was tripping, you know, that I was supposed to go to Vance. But when I went there, you know, it's if you are who you say you are, I tell people all the time, from the streets to life to whatever, like, if you are who you say you are, you're not going to have a problem in life.
People, at all.
I'm scared to go to jail. I'm scared to get out the streets because what comes with it is anything you put yourself into, you got to understand and accept it. So if I say I'm this type of nigga and a nigga try me, I'm going to do this. And if you don't do that, you're just not you. You're a liar, but... The people I keep around me.
For sure.
You feel me? Like, I tell people all the time, like, I tell people, look, man, I feel like I've never been locked up or shot because it doesn't fear me. Not saying it can't happen, but it's, I understand everything and I take any consequence on the chin like a man. Whatever comes with my consequence, I'm going to accept it. I'm not going to put it on nobody else and I'm going to take it like a man. So I think that's one thing with me that I don't know where I got. Maybe the people around me just being so solid, like the people that are around me. Being solid, maybe just even watching it subconsciously, it kicked in. So with me, the biggest thing about me is I take everything on the chin. Like, whatever it is, pull up here or whatever, I'm going to take it on the chin, take it like a man. So that's the biggest thing. And for me, the big homies that I respect growing up are the ones that are like that, that whatever they said they was going to do, they did it. And if they, you know, and if they said, I got you, I got you. Like, those are the people I look up to and, you know, that's it.
Real
you
shit.
Feel me? But outside of that, though, to be a whole thousand with you, my mom's. Like, my mom's is a hustler. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
That, and you know my mom. Yeah, so, like, for sure. That's the person that she, you know, I'm the only child, so our relationship is different. But that's who I really, you know, like, she's a hustler, too. So, you know, that's pretty much it on the big homie thing. Like, you know, that was about it. But as people, even today, like, even you yourself, like, always giving game and making sure the young niggas.
Yeah, I call you anytime. Like, yo, what you got going on? What's the plan?
Even when you see me, you know, I don't do that Instagram woofing. So when you see me say that one time, you was like, and don't crash.
What's the issue? Yeah.
Yeah. And, I, you know, even people around be like, what's going on? I don't tell people because one thing I learned is people don't really ask to, not you, but other people don't ask to help just to know.
Yeah.
Just to talk. So one thing is, I handle anything on my own, from street shit to business shit. Like,
cause I hesitated about calling you. I was like, I don't want this nigga to think like I'm just being nosy. But I was like, it ain't like I was like, he'll know better if I'm calling. Like,
So with me, bro, it's street shit. Like, I got people. I get people get mad at me. Like, bro, you should have called me. I'll go with you. I'm like, I'll handle it on my own. Like, that's just how I am. So that's pretty much it on that end. And like he said, trial and error. That's the best way to learn for anybody. Like, even younger people coming up. Like, listen to anything people tell you, but your trial and your error. It's gonna determine, you know.
Facts.
You need to get into that real shit. You feel me? I done drunk some lick. I'm ready to get into that real shit.
We can talk about anything. What y'all want to talk about? You got anything on your mind, or you want me to go off the top?
Go off the top.
Y'all want to answer questions from the viewers, like the listeners?
I feel like I'm freestyling right now.
We can definitely answer that.
We can answer the questions.
All right, because some of my homies have sent some wild shit. The thing is, when I be asking my homies, them niggas have sent some wild shit. All right. So, matter of fact, let me go to these questions.
I feel like this shit made for us, though. You feel me? Like, on some microphone shit, like, this shit was for us.
One of the questions was, all right, let's just say you in a relationship, married or whatever, right?
Yeah.
And then you find a video of your shorty getting trained on.
Yeah.
What y'all gonna do from there? Y'all gonna break up with her, or it is what it is?
Nah, it's a wrap.
It's over?
It's a wrap.
Fuck you mean it is what it is? What is it? Shit, I'm breaking up with you.
It's over.
Like, I'm getting ready of you.
What's
like
2-3 years ago? Y'all been together 2-3 years?
Nah, you trash. Cause you ain't never tell me about no train.
See, my thing is, like, honestly, if you tell me everything, I can't be mad about it.
Nah, for sure.
And that's on me to accept it. But if I ask you, you don't tell me something, it's a wrap. Like, I'm not. When it comes to females, one thing I don't do is, like, we're not holding hands and this ain't no training wheel stage. We too old for that. So as an adult, you have the obligation to answer properly. Like, if I ask you, is there anything I need to know, and you say no, and something pops up,
then it is what it is from there.
Yeah, because at that point, it's, you know, you for one, you lie. For two,
for sure,
you
know,
that's it. It's a wrap for that. I'm gonna sugarcoat that shit.
Now, what if you have a video? Let's say your homie doesn't know. All right, so Y'all rock heavy, right?
Yeah, right. I'm showing you the video, nigga. Fuck all that shit, code and shit. Facts. I'm gonna show you the video in your face, like, yo, that's
your girl
nigga. That you love, the girl that you thinking that you about to marry, nigga. This she so a hoe.
Crush him like that.
But I would, I would want my bro to. If a nigga don't do that, that's not your nigga.
Yeah, that's not your nigga.
So what about? Would you want to know that?
Hell yeah. That'd save me hella time. Like, shit, let me go find me a new chick then.
I'm a real nigga,
you
bro.
Feel me?
So,
yeah.
No, we don't hide shit.
All that shit is out the window, though.
Nigga,
you trying to.
If a nigga don't tell you that, that's not your brother. Because if you got plans to marry somebody or do this, like.
Facts.
I remember one time I was talking to a chick. I was like, how come you never told me to talk to her? He's like, because we didn't really do nothing. It wasn't necessarily. I was like, all right.
Wait, what? What happened?
I said it was a female I was dealing with, and I was like, how come you never told me you try to holler at her? He's like, bro, that was like 3 years ago. I forgot about it.
Yeah.
I was like, all right, for sure. So it's an honesty thing, and I just want to know. So if you tell me ahead of time, it's nothing I could, you know what I'm saying, to be upset about. But all that train and thought shit and sucking dick on
the camera. Hell nah. I don't give a fuck with 3 days down the line. You training. Nah, you ain't for me.
At all. Nah, hell nah.
You into too much shit that I ain't into. So that mean you more experienced than me because you taking 3 cocks and shit at once. Like, fuck out of here.
That's a wrap.
Fuck out of here. Like, I'm not taking 3 bitches at once. Like, fuck.
Well, but, time out.
But and you that, would, though.
Here's a time out. Time out. Two bitches is fair for me because that's my. I live a certain lifestyle. But no, you gotta think, though. Hold on, time out.
Right.
When you live a certain lifestyle and you move a certain way, like, you know, you in the streets and. You know, bitch. You know how bitches are. So.
You ain't gonna think like that when you got no damn kids, no daughter, shit.
Nah, yeah,
you
don't
want daughter. You're right, I ain't about to take 3 bitches at once. Like,
you're right about that. Nah,
three is a lot.
One too many.
Yeah,
nigga.
3 a lot.
One, that's one too many. 2 is okay.
Yeah.
But you know, that's just how I personally think it should keep twirling and shit.
Oh, my fault. Yeah.
But yeah, 3 is just.
You want just hold the shit.
But yeah, 3 is a little too much. But you know, when you get older,
though. Make sure
you
speak on it, though. Yeah.
When you're younger, shit like that is cool. 2 years, you know, you become a man and an adult. You be like, man, that's really not cool. That's not where it is.
Yeah, nah, you get to see yourself grow through that process, though, for real. For it's like, damn, hell no, bitch. You doing trains. You young.
Yeah, like, train is.
You still running trains. You young.
That's a wrap.
Yeah.
That's a wrap.
You still running trains in your 20s, 30s. You.
Yeah, that's like, weird.
Nah,
that's weird.
That is weird, though. If you run the trains 20s in your 30s, you weird, though.
To be honest with you, like how niggas be like, oh, yeah, fuck the bro and then fuck me. I don't like shit like that either, bro. I'm not finna fuck a bitch. You just fuck. Like, nah, bro. That's weird to me like that. I don't like shit like that. Like, bro, find your own bitch.
At this age, I ain't trying to run.
You better find your own bitch. That's how we do it.
Matter of fact, I was listening to the what was that, Gilly's podcast, and I think they had the question was, you have to pick one of the chicks, right? All right, so a chick who's only had sex 3 times, but all those 3 times were trains or being with a chick that has slept with 150 dudes.
Time out. So are you saying, would you rather take a bitch?
I'll take neither.
Hold on, neither.
For 500.
But this is the question, though. So you saying a bitch that's had sex with 6 niggas total in her life. Because you said three trains,
yeah,
right?
But you don't know how many the trains are. It could be 7 dudes who ran it on her.
God, so neither, like he said.
Neither, but if you had to pick one.
If I had to pick the chick that ran the train on it, instead of you getting fucked by 150 dudes, then of course. Like, that's
what the chick only had sex 3 times?
Yeah.
By trains then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, that's still like that. That's an iffy one.
That's
like,
still better than shit. I know 150
That's better
dudes.
Than 150, but shit, why are you giving it up like that? That's something.
Yeah.
God,
for
damn.
Sure.
But you'd be surprised. There'd be girls in their 30s who got 150 bodies.
That's why you got to get them early.
That's why you got to get them early.
And I didn't get this when I was younger. I'd be like, why these old niggas always getting young bitches fucking it up for us young niggas?
Them old niggas, I think they do that because they know they can't control. Most of them old niggas who get the young bitches, they be bozos.
That's a fact.
And they know only a young girl is going to put up with his shit.
Yeah, only a young girl is going to put up, for sure.
Yeah.
See, I feel like you got to get her between the ages of like 20 and 23, 24.
That's the headache stages, bro.
Yeah, but at least you know who she is, where she's been at. Because, you know, when you get to that 30, that bitch probably done fucked hella niggas. She done been here. But that between that 20, 21,
she's just trying to get her life together at 30. Like.
It's like, so you ain't got that many bodies.
But them 23-year-olds, they haven't lived their life either. Like, if you cover a chick at 20 years old, she want to hit her whole stage at 28, you going to be stressed.
Here's the thing, though. But here's the thing, though. That's on the nigga you are, though.
Every chick has to hit her whole stage.
No, they do. But what I mean is, like, here's the thing. If you want to be a hoe, like, that's cool. Let's be a whole together. Find a bitch, we fucking. You get what I'm saying?
Now she want to fuck niggas.
Oh, then you got to depart.
That's what I'm saying.
You got to depart, bitch. Yeah, he ain't coming back. You got to depart. So,
yeah
that's a tricky one, but like, you know, we ain't putting up with too much fuck. All right,
so what if you go to a, I was watching this thing with the baby.
Yeah.
Where...
When the chick was backstage with her boyfriend.
Yeah, you seen that?
I ain't gonna lie to y'all, would have slapped the alright,
so let me tell you what happened.
But I'm a real nigga. That shit don't happen to real niggas. Not like that.
Exactly. Yeah. So what happens is they just chilling at a festival, like one of them shows or whatever, and a dude walks up to the girl and she's like, yo, who's your favorite rapper or whatever? And she's like, the baby. He was like, we can take you backstage to meet him right now, but you got to leave your boyfriend.
Yeah, I seen that shit.
Yeah. And Shorty was with it. She's like, all right, cool.
I'm leaving you.
Yeah, she was about to leave. He's looking like,
about
the fuck?
After the show or after.
It's nothing to talk about after
right
that.
There
yeah.
If you decide to choose him over me, yeah. I'm leaving you.
And that's your girl, too. So the fact that you even got damn.
Facts.
That's what you thinking about the shit, I'm going to leave you. If you had to think, if you thinking on camera, especially if you thinking on camera, it ain't shit in here, but we going to toast anyway.
So, yeah,
you feel me? But just because, like. Just because you got to think about how much you love me. Like, damn, should I cheat on my nigga? Oh, yeah, I'm
sitting there really thinking, like, what should I do? What should I do?
Nah, really, on a male perspective, though, real shit, I feel like males should be, like, on some different shit with females to a certain extent. Like,
what you mean?
Like, I feel like you should love a chick, but it's like, it's some dudes that some suckers, yo. Like, suckers. Like, your chick is cheating. Like, your chick is doing you dirty. Like, I feel like if it's a billion chicks, even for females in a female perspective, if you getting cheated on by your nigga, all this suicide shit, all this, like, getting emotionally sad,
man, that bitch,
breaking down, you better leave her. Like, I know some niggas, nah, for real, on my life, like, I really met some real dudes that's going through some real shit. And so, any of my niggas that hear this, leave your chick. It ain't worth it. Like, yeah, you feel me? Much. If she ready to kill herself or you ready to kill yourself, it ain't worth it.
Hey, you know what I tell people? She canceled. Look, you know what I tell people? Before I kill myself, I rob a bank. That's what I don't get.
Like, hey, yo, I'm going to start telling chicks that, though. Before I kill myself or ever get into this emotionally depressed state, I kill myself. Like, you ain't about to have that much control to be like, damn, take my low life. God made a billion chicks in the world. Like, I could made a chick in Bengali.
Come on, now.
I could made a chick in India, like anywhere. You
and
feel me?
TK Kirkland said it's a group of bitches graduating every June.
He said TK Kirkland. TK Kirkland said that.
We in 2020. Yo,
we calling TK Kirkland on here, yo.
We in 2020, so a bitch that was born in 2000 is 20 now. You better go find you. Come on now.
Yeah, nah. Kill myself over no bitch. Make that shit make sense. Everything you do, make it make sense. Exactly. Make that shit add up. You feel me? If it don't add up, it ain't for you. For real. No, that's a fact.
Alright, what if you with a chick at a concert and she passes out over a rapper? Like, literally just passes out.
Oh yeah, Shorty, you got to go. You go. You're fooled. You're green. You gotta go. Like, I'm not.
So she's dead because of that?
Like, yeah, I'm not dealing with that. You will see me passing out over Alicia Keys. Fucking, like, I could have a chick better than you, but it's like, I'm devoted. I'm loyal to you. You feel me? So I'm not going to be extra. I ain't going to fall out. Like, I ain't going to show that. You feel me? Like, you thirsty. Like, damn, let me give you some of this. Shout out to Perfect Water for some of you chicks. Y'all need that
perfect
water for that perfect thirst you got going on.
Yeah.
Then that means you're not really in love with the nigga you with. Why
are you passing out real shit. You wasting both of your time, though.
They ain't passing out over no rapper. That shit sound crazy.
Yeah, for sure.
You feel me?
So what about the chick back to the baby? If she would have went to go see the baby,
first of all, she wouldn't have went and did that.
Cause
see, when you with a real nigga,
you're not gonna think about shit like
not
that.
Not only that,
you
know you're gonna get your head knocked off for one, for two. Because you know, real nigga, your girl's gonna know who you are.
Who you are?
That's
your girl knows who you are for sure.
You feel me? So your girl, like,
she had to know he was a sucker.
Yeah, she's not gonna try you like that. Yeah, she's not gonna try you like that. Straight nigga or a real nigga, period.
And that's embarrassing, yo. You just embarrass your nigga in front of 1,000 people, million people. You don't love him for real.
Yeah.
Like, come on, yo. Like, let's think about it.
You could at least not set it on camera and then went and did it, bitch. At least respect the nigga. Like, you just.
She totally did him dirty. Like,
so you don't respect your nigga to the point where you just, like, said, fuck it. I'm gonna just embarrass him. Yeah, like,
that's embarrassing. But see, females so fucked up. They don't. What about his pride? Like, you didn't think. Nothing about that man. You didn't care about him, but we don't know how deep their relationship was. We don't know what they meant to each other. But if you come with somebody though,
so
you leave with somebody, that's fucked up. Yeah.
Well, if a dude cheat on his chick, is it the same as a chick cheating on her dude?
Yeah, I think
it is.
Y'all think so?
Yeah, it is. But here's the thing, though. It is, because cheating is cheating. So
how you feel, Suffer?
It's all the same,
bro. That'd be a double standard. But here's the thing, though. With niggas, though, this is how niggas look at it. Like, example, if you a rapper, you move state to state and you do a lot of stuff, like, you get some head from a bitch or you fuck a bitch, you might not have no emotional connection. You just wanted a nut.
Yeah.
But you were still wrong. It's still cheating. Now, with a female, it's a lot different. For one, that's your woman. So, as a man, you're going to feel like, damn, bro, that's supposed to be mine.
Yeah.
That's the issue with niggas, though. That's really what it is, because it's not fair for the female to goddamn, you know, how you going to do the female like that and she can't do the same thing. So, a lot of niggas get that twisted in their head, like, oh, yeah, if I fuck a bitch or get some head, it's cool, but she can't cheat on me. Nah, my nigga, like, you got to balance it out. So, like, with the Will and Jada thing, like, you don't know what the fuck Will was doing. You get what I'm saying? So,
for sure.
We can't get on Jada and just say, oh, she's like, nah, bro, it don't matter. Like,
that's their relationship. That's how they be doing.
You feel me? But you don't know how many bitches Will, or men, we don't know what's up with Will, but you don't know what the fuck he been doing, bro, because that's not fair to put.
Nah, for sure. Women, no, that's for sure. You know, that's what everything in the world, like podcasts, music.
Yeah.
You got so many people in the world that's looking from the outside in. They don't know the ends of what you got going on in your life and shit. But that's the power of social media, too. That shit give you a different... That shit give you the ability to think you able to voice your opinion. Yeah. Like, nigga, you don't know me. So shut the fuck up, really.
Nah,
you
right.
You know, real, like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Nigga, you don't know me. We'll give you the ability to comment on my life or dictate, you know, what I got going on in my life. Nigga, you don't really know me for real.
But
for
like
real.
He said, social media get people to the you assumption just feel like you that know they got somebody. Power.
They turn into superheroes and shit through social media.
But social media got us, like, sometimes...
It's perks.
You ever see somebody, like, back in the day... Like, I might not see my cousins in like 2-3 years, and then when you get around them, it's kind of awkward. Like, you got to catch up. Mm-hmm. But through social media, it just feels like you've been around them.
Social media has its perks for sure.
From the
marketing, the connection, you know,
keeping
up with family and shit. For sure. I agree
on that part, but you know, social media, you only show people what you show people, so
that's
a good thing about it.
But
it's like, the issue with social media is you don't know who you're dealing with, because you got these people that portray who they really not.
Shout out to the Charlotte Hornets. We just want to throw this in here right now.
Yeah. Shout out. Yo, what, if y'all want to plug anybody? Oh, matter of fact, what's y'all Instagrams?
Matter of fact, let me go ahead and put my Trap Way Files. Y'all follow me. Y'all tap in, you know, keep up with all the latest drops.
Gear, you feel me?
You know, Charlotte Hornet Chilies. I want to shout y'all out too, you know, since we got this whole partnership thing going on.
What is it called? Smart Water?
Perfect water. Y'all tap into that, you know, perfect hydration for your body every day, the lifestyle, you know.
Drink your water.
Yes, sir.
Get your pH balance
perfect
right.
Hydration for your perfect life or your not so perfect life.
What's your Instagram?
Oh, my fault. I thought you were talking to him. Mine is Tesfa, TESFA_95.
Y'all know where to find me, Mez Black Label, or the podcast page is Mez Drinks and Chill.
And then my fault, the Instagram for the Trap Way too, man. We got it fixed, but it's Trap Guys now. So that Trap Way INT, y'all can follow that. Go to Trap Guys. Ty, what's the let them know what the exact
Trap Goods. TRAPGOODS Trap Goods.
Yeah, we had a little issue. Couldn't find the other one, but yeah,
it's all good. Yo, y'all watch P Valley?
Man, let me tell you
something.
I heard
about that joint. I've seen that joint trending, but I never like really watched it.
Yeah.
My girl put me on that shit, and it's interesting because it's kind of like a, you know how it's like, it's like
some regular hood shit.
Power for strippers and shit. So it makes a lot of sense, bro. It's a good show. I just don't like the.
Yeah, you know, that shit be hard to watch with certain parts, man. They got that.
She be like, man, goddamn, but. That it's a lot of niggas like that. That's what these niggas need to know, bro.
Yeah.
A lot of niggas that play tough, killer, I'm a gangster, and be low down. So that's what y'all niggas need to watch out for.
You know the crazy thing? All right, so what about if you was an actor? Would you be able to play that role if you're not gay? If you was on that show, you don't watch that show.
I don't watch it. I'll just follow up with everything that's been going on. You feel me? As far as social media trending,
everybody posted.
Yeah, but I don't watch it personally.
All right, so it's hard to watch some of that stuff. Like some of them scenes, I can't watch with the.
I'll turn my head. Yeah, like my girl be like,
I feel like honestly, I feel like
now you can look. Yeah,
I ain't even going front.
I do the same thing. Like I'll be feeling a little extra, but I'm like, I can't watch that.
And it's not homophobia. It's just as a man, like it's just certain things you don't respect. It's like I'm not watching it. Especially our culture too. Like growing up. you know, we don't
and what I'm gonna say is I feel like they actually like pushing
an agenda,
pushing that more on people in this shit fact. Like from shows. But
what people gotta understand
comedy.
Is Hollywood though has a lot of that going on.
Yeah, they're so just having a lot going on, but it's just like they pushing that shit on, like, you know, as far as kids and go.
All
like,
right, so the dude who plays is two of them, right? So there's the trans, I guess it would be called a trans woman, because it's a dude, you know, trying to become a woman.
Right.
It's him, and he's got his love interest is just a straight. Well, not
who? What character are you talking about?
The guy who runs the
Clifford,
yeah, exactly.
I
call him a guy, but it's a dude becoming a woman. All right, so his love interest is a dude on the show, right? Yes. Lil Murder, right?
Lil
Murder.
He known for stretching niggas out and being a guy.
And the thing is, would you be able to play that role?
What he played, like a transgender? He a transgender.
No.
He's a gangster who's a homosexual, basically.
Yeah, I feel like anybody who is able to, like, it really don't matter the movie, but
that's the Hennessy,
you know, if you're able to go into that deep of a role, I feel like you've got some type of
interest
know.
Or curiosity.
Yeah,
there's no
sure.
way. Like I was talking to my fiance about that. I'm like, there's no way I could play that role.
I don't care. It don't matter.
Yeah, there's no way. And because they said he's married with kids, like the dude,
did
Little
you
Murder.
Say what? 10 million?
It doesn't matter.
I don't. There's no matter.
Yeah, two things. Somebody asked me. I forgot what the topic was, but somebody said we was talking about
6 degrees of separation.
Yeah, 6 degrees of separation. That's what it was.
No, we had a topic. It was actually with a producer.
Either way, Will Smith, you're gay. Don't quote me. Don't quote me.
Hold on.
The views and opinions you hear are totally of the guest, not Mez Drinks and Chill.
Correct. You know, you just want to put that out there. Correct.
No,
but
Will, man.
You know, Will.
Nah, Will definitely.
I look up
a little sus.
Yeah. You know, you had some great field, but. Will,
yeah, you definitely suck.
Come back to us.
We need the Fresh Prince.
Come back to us as you was.
Yeah, yeah,
so
we need Will.
There's no way
Jeff
I could ever play that type of role.
Nah,
I think anybody that play any type
it's
of
in you. It has to be in
role
you
like
bit.
That, it's in. Yeah, like, but they have all those actors play that role. Like every actor
right
went through a kissing
though.
Role with the guy. Every actor, like you can research it.
Wear a dress.
Hell no. Us personally,
so.
We wouldn't wear no dress. You know, but it's like I said, you asking somebody from the outside in. But like I said, when you in the rooms with them people and they be like, hey, yo, $100 million, wear a dress. What the fuck you
I'm
gonna do?
I'm trying to remember what the topic was.
I'm gonna say no, regardless. But some people fold. They be hell
this,
yeah.
This is the topic we had one time. I was talking to a producer, like he's known. So we had a topic. We was talking about music and how you know whatever you talk about, you manifest. And he was saying something about YoungBoy. You know, he always talking about death, so he gonna die. I said, man, you don't know what he's manifesting outside of the music, so you can't really speak on it. So, I said, but. Somehow this came about for $1 million. Would you support Trump or for 10 million? I said, nigga, I'll get next to that nigga and say, make America great again. You damn right.
And
now,
that's a fact.
He said, would you, for the same amount of money or more, would you say you were gay publicly? Like the same way you just say you support Trump. I said, no. He said, why? I said, for one, that, like, I could denounce that. That's different. But I have a son. If I'm walking down the street, even you, we know you're not gay. We love females and pussy, but
Tekashi 6ix9ine. Now, know what?
We're not even
going to
bring
Lil Durk.
Know
what? Matter of fact, Lil Durk had an interview where it said that Tekashi management, not even Tekashi itself.
Tekashi some bread
offer. So that means, but that allows you to see. Like,
but can I tell you something though?
All the things that's fake in the media.
But can I?
So if he's saying a conversation like that, you got to think about damn. How many conversations that all the other people had? That's publicity.
This is what I'm about to cut you off, though.
That's publicity stunts, though. That's not the shit. Not real. Just publicity.
Now that happens
like,
all the time.
But this is the thing, though. This is what you're not getting. That trolling with Tekashi, everybody else. Oh, we don't like they've been doing it. They're in cahoots for sure. So for Dirk even get on there and say, oh, they called me and offered me $3 million.
You into
they
it?
They already offered you money
sure.
before and you participated.
I agree, a lot of these rappers.
So with Tekashi, man, like all these niggas. Oh, we don't support snitches and. Half the niggas are snitches anyway, for one.
For sure, that's true.
For two, it's like, y'all.
I think 90% of niggas are going to snitch if they get
going to snitch. And if you do your real research, 90. That real snitching shit started with the mobs. Like, that shit really started
but
with the
mobs.
You
also have
like,
to understand, Mexicans, Italian, most people that aren't black, when it comes to dealing with black people in the court, like in their society.
All things, I want you to say, we do not encourage snitches. This is just a conversation.
By no means, we don't.
This is a conversation about choosing a better option rather than, you know.
We're going to make America.
But what were you saying about Mexicans and Asians?
Mexicans, I don't know about Asians, but Mexicans, Aryan, you know, all them skinheads, yeah. they don't, if they go to prison, and they tell on an African American in their gang, and there's no issue.
Yeah, there's no repercussions
so
for that.
On our side, though, as black people, it's a no tolerance, whatever.
No matter
black,
who you snitch on.
Exactly. So for Mexicans, white, it's okay for them to tell
so
on.
So how you feel looking at it from the outside in when people be like that? But there's so many rules in regards to black people and black culture that we set for ourselves.
See,
that other people don't follow or don't need to follow.
Half the niggas don't follow it either, though.
Half the niggas don't follow. Yeah, more than others. Like, y'all rather take life. Y'all rather take life in jail rather than be with your family, take care of your kids, rather than blah, blah, blah.
Time out. Here's my thing. Time out. I'm going to cut you off. As somebody who done did real street shit, here's my thing, right? Anything I've ever done, I understood the consequence.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying to you?
But that's like you supposed to. I mean, that's you supposed to, though. It's not like no shit. Like, you be like, oh, I understand. No, before you go into the shit or put those actions into place, you was to be like, have a conversation with yourself, like, oh, yeah, shit.
But that's every nigga. But 90% of niggas don't do that. Like,
they don't.
Anything I've ever done, thank God I've never been on no crazy shit, but like, or caught up in some shit. Whatever I did, I took full responsibility for anything I did.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't the nigga who would be like, yo.
It's different because I know everything I do has a consequence.
Yeah.
So me as a man, like, I couldn't be outside of anything else. I couldn't look myself in the mirror. Like, I don't give a fuck what I couldn't to tell on people and do that. I couldn't look at myself.
And as you get older, you realize that, like, nigga, you can't even go in the mirror in the bathroom and be able to look at yourself.
Means,
if you know what kind of person you are, you know, like, it, like, damn, you did that nigga wrong, or you owe this nigga money, or damn, it's like, it builds. Yeah. Like, that shit really builds on you. Like, damn, let me look in the mirror.
A lot of people aren't built like that.
I can't do fake shit because it eats me alive when I do. That's been years.
You can do that shit.
Hell yeah.
Even lying, it's like, that shit.
Even lying, for real. Even lying now, it's like, damn.
You know,
damn,
I tell people all the time, as a grown man, if you lie, you're scared.
Yeah, but like, damn, I don't got a lie to this nigga. Like, who the fuck is this? Like,
who are you
supposed
to lie
for? Who am I to lie for? Yeah, for sure.
And for the most part, niggas know when you lying.
Yeah, they can.
That's the thing.
Niggas know you lying always. You feel me? For sure.
Fact.
Like, if y'all don't remember shit else or take shit else from this podcast,
niggas know when you lying.
For sure. So,
off the top.
So any y'all niggas that ever decide to lie, think about that before y'all lie.
See,
like, oh shit, this nigga
really,
know I'm lying.
You say you are, you really in the streets, and you quote unquote, I'm with all that. I don't care what comes with it. Why you lying?
You don't need a lie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You don't need a lie.
Most people
bro,
don't.
Bro, I'm telling you, I'll be listening to sometimes niggas that tell me any excuse, any bullshit. I'll be like, I know he's lying. But it's
why?
Not worth calling him out or nothing on him. Like, all
right,
whatever.
That's the biggest shit right there, too. Y'all take that into heed.
Why? My problem,
I don't even got to think about why this nigga lying. This nigga just...
Nah, my problem, though, is like people would be like, hey, man, just play it along. Sometimes they'll eat me inside like, nah, I'm calling that nigga out right now because I can't do it.
Eventually, you're going to get to the point where you'd be like, it's not worth it. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to get to the point where you just be like, fuck it.
For sure.
Yeah.
It definitely be about that, though. For sure. Like, I need to call... Nah, but for sure, I feel like at certain points, you need to call a nigga out when they lying. Female too, like business wise, anything wise, friendship wise, going forward, like call a person out when you feel like a person ain't doing you right or the way that they should. Call them out. You wouldn't sugarcoat with your mom. You wouldn't sugarcoat with this type of person. So why
I guess the level of the relationship you have with that person.
You feel like entitled. Like, damn, I shouldn't do them like that.
It depends what they lying about. Because sometimes a nigga might be like, yo, just any kind of bullshit lie, you be like,
to me,
but I feel like growing as a person, you gonna lie about big shit, right? If you lie about little shit, you gonna go about shit.
Like right now, if he said, "Did you take a cigarette?" No, I didn't take it. Or did you take it back with? What would even make you people lie
what
about stuff
you,
like that?
Yeah, lie about
for sure.
Why would you even lie
about that? Yeah.
So now I know I can't trust you with $100,000. I can't trust you with nothing.
Anything, my life. I don't want to drive with you. I don't want to do anything. I don't want to get in a car with you.
One thing, see, not to get off subject. One thing with me from a young age, like especially in the streets, bro, I used to have this issue. I'm still like this. I don't know if it's the only child thing. Like, it could be a nigga you close with. Oh, this nigga trying to set me up, or is it? And it's like a mind state I have. So one thing with me is like, I have to be comfortable with you to even do anything, because in the back of my head, if I feel like that, I'm gonna end up doing something first, because I'm an only child, so I'm not going like that. So I try to stay away from people who lie about little things, little just shit you don't even gotta lie about. Like, yeah. were just people who you could tell when people were just bring up a convo just to you right. know what I'm talking Hell about. Yeah. And it's like,
oh, I be but bro, I be seeing shit coming a mile away, and I just be looking like, at niggas bozo. Like, yo, you think you slick, bozo. Bro? Like, I already seen what you're gonna do. I seen this play from a mile away, like, mm-hmm. and then I curve it like before you can even like it's like chess basically.
But that's the funniest shit. If you ever been one up on a nigga and they don't know that you one up on them,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
the most funny.
That's my favorite.
Shit. Like,
I love that shit.
I'm like, bro, I know you're not about to sit it. Here and try to come at me yeah. like this
because
like,
I already know the whole situation.
Yeah, I already yeah. know. Like, bro,
you
come
think
on,
I'm
yo.
Stupid? Come
so
on,
you just
man.
Wasting you wasting your time, yeah. your words, your energy. I already know what's up.
Yeah, hell so, yeah. All right, so let's. I got something called overrated, underrated, or neither. All right, so.
How you want to answer? One of us answer first.
Yeah,
it don't matter. You go first.
All right, so then Tessa go first. All right, guns.
A little bit more distributed.
Is it overrated, underrated, or neither?
Underrated.
What about you, Ty?
I feel like guns is overrated. I feel like, honestly, if what? Guns Hold if on. Guns was
all right, so y'all both get
guns. Like well, one cause
before you finish, I have one question. It like is this more for like just answer it, just answer the question, and just answer the question, yeah. and then get into the details later, or more descriptive. You get what I'm saying? Like
you,
get,
yeah. Matter of fact, when you answer it, yeah, I mean, like when you answer the question, yeah. you can just explain why.
Okay. So let's.
So then you guys. So you said it's underrated.
Underrated because see, here's the thing. People always say guns are the issues, and this is the issue. But look, if I go 150 miles per hour in a car and I kill somebody, yeah. that's something I did.
It ain't the car's fault.
If I get mad and I go shoot a nigga in the face, that's not the gun's fault. So yeah. I say guns are underrated because they make it seem like it's an issue. And again, people have these monopolies and agendas where I'm not going to say the Las Vegas shootings like that or Columbine. Yeah. But they have things they put in order for somebody's agenda. Somebody might want to, you know, ban guns yeah. and they'll do things. They have their ways to do things. So I personally think guns are underrated because... You know, this protects your family. Like 911 is gonna take 10. Trust me, I know niggas yeah. gonna take 10 minutes to get here, 5 minutes. But
exactly,
this gun is gonna go off in half a second. So it's like it's underrated, but for the right people. Because I spoke to the chief of police when I used to work at the airport.
Yeah,
I used to do shoe shine there, and yeah, for everybody, yeah, I used to do shoe shine. There.
Yeah,
and he says 70 to 80% of people who get licensed guns get them taken away from them. So that goes to regular people and street niggas too.
Yeah, hell yeah.
You know, just because you in the streets don't mean you're gonna bust it. People think it's easy until you get behind it and yeah. really understand.
Or until the next nigga pull out a gun too. And
exactly.
Then
and then you all you freeze yeah. up. So I done seen that a lot of times. So if you know you're not about that and you know you're not gonna bust a bat, don't have it. That's where
don't
it's
pull open. It out. Don't
yeah,
do
don't even that. Have it because yeah. you're gonna put your life in danger and people around you in danger. Now yeah. if you know you're gonna let that bitch go, you know what you're doing with it, you need it. But
Ty,
to me,
you said it's overrated? It's,
that shit is extremely overrated just simply because of all the lives guns take. Like, yeah. you gotta think about what the fuck life would be like if there was no guns. There wouldn't be no... I mean, I'm not saying niggas can't physically kill people, you know, with
yeah.
knives and other shit, but, like, you know, think about how much the death toll would decrease if there was no guns, or
I feel you.
How much niggas would not have to prove their point or have this confidence yeah. without guns. Niggas don't have confidence without guns. Like, it is no confidence without guns.
Most yeah. niggas.
This caused this shit. Right, most niggas. But confidence causes niggas to be able to pull the trigger. You feel me? Without yeah. the trigger.
Right. Right
without that.
Because yeah. this is the saying. They say right. most of the time when you have a gun, you're going to use it.
You're
right?
going to use
it. And you're more subject to get into back and forth
back
with somebody.
Back and forth with guns. Oh, that increases yeah. your confidence to be able Facts. To go on a drill, on a hit.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, I'll go kill this nigga because right. yeah. I got a gun. You feel
you're
me?
Right.
I got the gun. But imagine
or even
about,
in the car, you driving, a nigga start looking at you crazy.
I'm going to shoot.
You feel me? You might be like, if I don't got my, you know what I mean? If you don't got your gun, you might just be like, I'll let this nigga.
I'm going to let it go. Yeah. You feel me? But just like, damn, imagine like, that shit kind of depressing because it's like, damn, imagine how many all the lives that could have been saved if there was no gun.
I'm
going to
tell you something.
Like,
I carry a pocket knife and a gun.
I mean, I got a pocket knife in my car, so I mean, I agree with that point.
My whole point, though, to that was like, there have been genocides where people have, you know, lost their lives with machetes and knives in Africa. So to me, the gun thing, it's a person thing. Like, I have a gun and I have a knife at the same time. So, people are different. You know what I'm saying? Too, people are different, and I think that's what it falls on is the person. Like he said though, guns. Some people get that I'm tough because I got a gun. See, with me personally though, it's, you know, I can have the gun or not have it.
Right.
I'm still gonna have the same energy at the end of the day. If you're a man and you stand on morals and principles, you gonna go whatever it is. Like, even if I don't have my gun, I'm not gonna run from it. So I tell people, like, you know, God forbid, but just because I don't have a gun doesn't mean I'm going to shy away. Right. I've been in positions like that when my shit might have been a little bit further than the nigga.
Yeah.
I still can't shy down because if you are who you say or, you know, what we talked about, you're not going to shy down from nothing, you know. And people don't remember this, too. A lot of street niggas that are in the streets, especially young people, when you go to prison, you don't have a gun.
Yeah.
You have a knife.
That's when niggas really realize where they at in the food chain.
Exactly. And I told my little bro one time, man, I don't care where I go, bro, a weapon is a weapon. Your hand is a weapon. Those scissors are a weapon. This bottle
microphone,
is a weapon.
Bottle, anything.
So
yeah.
if your mind is not built like that and you're not built like that, then you don't need a gun. But see, for me, the gun is a gun. Gunplay is gunplay.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? If a nigga pulling up with the gunplay, that's what he get. If it's a fight and we bros,
yeah,
we gonna see a lot of young niggas nowadays can't
shoot the fair one.
And the way we grew up is a lot different. We gonna fight with our brother before
Hell
anything.
Yeah.
And if I look at you as a brother, if your mom, if I go to her house and I love you, I never shoot you. And our issue nowadays is a lot of people killing people they sit with every day. And
yeah, that happens so much.
And you get what I'm saying? And they didn't grow
and it's
up
based like, off emotion too.
Emotions, yeah. And that's the biggest part. People can't handle him. I got my gun, fuck him, I'm gonna shoot him. And at the end of the day, it was a fist fight could have solved and you might have been scared. Some people could even beat up the person they shoot, but it's just like I felt tried, so I'm gonna go about it like this.
And exactly.
That's the complete wrong way to go about it. So I think they're underrated.
And there's no coming back after you kill somebody.
See,
like,
most people
currently on Mel Drinks and Chill, if you have intentions of getting fucked up, this is the place to be.
Niggas fucked up.
That's right what now, we do out here. Yeah, well, for me up. My answer with that would be guns are underrated because I just don't trust putting my life in anybody else, especially when everybody else has guns.
You gonna put your trust in the police?
Yeah, there's no way. And just the fact that if somebody else got a gun, I need to have one too.
That's it. It's fair.
You know what I'm saying? Like, but, all right, so what about?
I don't know. I don't really like
that's
that
50,
whole
50 thing,
gun
but,
shit. I don't even feel like it needs to be no place in mines for guns. Like,
I keep mine everywhere.
Nah, but the reason why I have to have one is because the next nigga got one.
Exactly.
And that's the only reason that I agree. There would be no other reason to agree.
Growing up, like,
there's
it
no
wasn't...
other reason, right? There's no other reason to agree about guns
so
rather than the fact of that
cop.
Another nigga might have guns. Like, right, I'm from top, so I know. Like,
every
nigga got a gun, or they nigga got a knife.
Knife.
No,
yeah.
Knife, yeah.
I was about to say
knife.
Niggas got knives up north, like for sure,
I ain't gonna lie to you. If you got a knife, I'm gonna have a knife, but I want the
and
gun.
And it's like
because
you have to put yourself.
The knife
in
that's fighting with. That's a little bit more riskier.
Yeah,
I'm not trying to get stabbed.
And you gotta have that mentality, like you in a world
stabbing
where
a nigga is way different.
For sure.
And I'm gonna say this.
And I feel like that's for sure that he say that is because you gotta feel that shit. So
see, I'm not tripping on
you
stabbing
a
nigga. I'm talking about I don't want to get stabbed. I'd rather catch a bullet.
If you stabbing a nigga, you really be out here. You really out here stabbing niggas. If you stabbing niggas.
I remember Styles P was saying this thing. He was like, "You want to know who's really about that killing shit?" He was like, if "You get into some shit, just go to your homeboys and be like, yo, it's four niggas who want to link up. They got some beef." And you'd be like, yo, it'll be easy if a nigga be like, let's go shoot up their house. Or they'll be down with that. But if you tell your niggas,
knife,
like, yo, you bring your three niggas and I'm going to bring my three niggas. We're going to have a stab fight, like a knife fight in the park.
I'm bringing a machete.
Think about that. You gotta
niggas
feel,
ain't going to want that, though.
Nah,
you
got to
feel you actually killing a nigga. Like, imagine. Like, name niggas to do that gunplay.
But see,
shit.
I'll pull up with a machete and a gun just in case.
Nah, it
got to
be just a knife fight.
But it got to be just a knife fight.
Is everybody only toting knives?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm pulling up with a machete. Ain't no issue.
Niggas don't get that. All right,
so you might be one out of a million people.
One out of a million.
That.
Nah,
niggas
I'm
is not going.
Real
like,
shit
really
though.
Like, I'm like that. Like,
really
I'm,
on life though. Like one in a million. Because niggas ain't with that.
But he didn't
nigga,
see
you gotta actually, you actually gotta feel yourself like coming at it.
Yeah.
Like,
man, but this is how I think about it. If you in the streets, if you in the streets and you go to prison tomorrow. Niggas got bangers. They got guns in there. They're knives. They got
bro,
little ones.
That
big
knife
ones.
Shit.
What are you gonna do?
One, I know.
Yeah,
yo,
shit
personally,
different.
I seen a nigga get stabbed to death. Like somebody I'm cool with.
You told me.
Yeah.
You told me. Yeah.
Bro, right? The nigga hit him in like 3-4 spots,
all arteries,
and just nigga drop.
Yeah.
Rest
nah,
in peace
for sure.
To the
see, I mean, I know. I seen some shit like that.
I'm gonna tell you one thing though.
I'm
gonna tell you the arteries. Like, you got one right here under your armpit.
That's where you hit him. One of them.
One in your thigh.
That's the one he hit him.
You got your jugular.
Yeah.
You even got one somewhere over here.
Yeah, that's going
to
kill that.
You got to learn those spots. And I used to do martial arts, so they teach you things like this. Not to cut people, but just certain areas.
It disabled them. No, that shit really disable you.
No, this will disable you, but it's going to kill you.
For sure.
The blood you lose from it is going
to
be crazy.
Guns is easy to use. Overrated, underrated, neither. Designer clothes.
Overrated.
Yeah, I'm with the same shit. Super overrated.
Not just because we not because we got a clothing line. It's just overrated.
It's no debate about that simply because of what life is.
Yeah.
Like, overrated. What the fuck? Fuck, I'm about to pay $300 for a shirt. When this nigga's out here.
It's the same shirt.
It's niggas that don't have no house. It's niggas that pay, like, have no food.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? See you?
And I done bagged so many bitches in the white tee.
I was just about to touch on this next. I could fuck your bitch in a white tee.
I ain't gonna put no date on this, bro. I swear to God.
And we ain't gonna put no names on this either. But a lot of y'all, a lot of bitches, I could call y'all out Instagrams.
We're gonna have to edit that out.
Stop.
We're
not gonna do that.
Look, I'm about to say
we're
gonna edit
all.
Between me and this nigga, we're gonna sound like some hoes.
Yeah, I'm about to say we ran through them.
But look, I'm gonna tell you some real shit. I was with a bitch. I'm out with sis.
I'm out
with sis, and she had her homegirl, right? Her nigga's with
this
her.
This nigga said I'm out with sis.
Listen, nigga. She was with her. I don't give a fuck. That was my sister.
I'm all with sis.
So shut up and listen. Listen. I thought they could hear me on the mic. So listen. Oh, girl's with her dude. And for some reason, she would always ask about me. So I mind you, I'm downtown drunk, bro, riding school. You know, we like to have fun. We real niggas, bro. Pocket full of money on a scooter. Downtown on Central, nigga. Man, so they pulled up, they linked up. She's like, my boyfriend about to come here. Not our sister, but the girl.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right. So me and her, we got down. We all chilling, her boyfriend there. He buy a round, I buy a round. The next day, I put this on my son. No name. She had me pick her up from his house. From the man's house.
That's
bro.
Terrible.
This nigga's older than me. Probably, I don't know his money. Probably had more money than me. Six series coupe, new one.
Yeah.
All that shit. That shit didn't mean nothing. I had on Balenciagas. The sweats was expensive. $150 sweats, but plain shit, like regular, just having fun, just being me. Bagged this bitch, fucked her, didn't talk to her for a week. And it's like, bitches don't care about that shit, especially when. If you're a real person, you move a certain way, your demeanor's a certain way,
right?
Your personality.
Yeah, any niggas out here buying drip for the bitches, for chicks' attention, man, anything buying shit. Materialistic shit for chicks'
unless
attention,
you do it for yourself, you
y'all
a
goofy, y'all yeah. goofy.
Yeah, because I want, I'm gonna get see all them little chains niggas be wearing. Not to knock nobody, all these $300, $500,000 chains, bro. Niggas spent that.
Bro, you could buy $100 chain and still fuck the same bitch. I'm gonna just tell you that right now.
You could go outside with no chain and still fuck.
You could go outside with no chain. Hey, Mez sponsored this.
The money they spend on these 5-6 chains, they be, bro, niggas spend it on guns. Like, personally, I'm speaking for myself. Like, I buy guns that cost more than that. So, I'm good. When I get my pieces, it's gonna be bust down, nigga. VVS, VS1.
I feel like everybody should have a family mentality. Yeah, like fact. That's the best shit.
I want
shit.
My
like,
son to have a chance.
Think about what you want for your family. Like, oh shit, I want my mom to live in this house. Yeah. I want my daughter to live in this house.
I
want to
pass down some shit.
I want to pass down some shit. If you thinking like that, you gonna be successful. You gonna have a great life. But if you thinking about impressing these bitches day to day.
You stupid, bro.
These bitches gonna fuck whoever popping.
When they see you getting that money, they gonna flock to you. You don't even got to
fuck
your shit.
Fuck the fame. Fuck the money. Bitches gonna fuck, bro. If you come with them with a good enough game, like, hey, yo, shorty, you look like fucking $10. Like, I'm like, they gonna fuck.
Man,
like,
if if you are who you are, you a fly nigga without nothing on. Like,
You just talk fly. They gonna fuck.
You are who you are. They gonna wanna
that
fuck
shit a mentality.
It's a fact.
For any young niggas listening, flyness is a mentality.
It's
yo.
About
like,
you, it's not about
how you
clothes,
carry yourself, man.
Yeah.
All that designer shit. You don't
niggas be $5,000 dripped out with no pussy. Yeah. With
y'all gonna
bro.
Listen to this fucking podcast from
now,
3 years and now, 2 years and now.
Your designer shit. You can wear whatever you want. If that's just some shit you like to wear and all that, of course. But I'm just saying you don't need it to fuck no bitches. You don't need it to get ahead in life. If you just enjoy buying it and that's what you want to do,
that's
do
you.
Your thing.
That's like
you
drugs, fact, cars,
yeah,
that's different.
Exactly.
But if you do it to impress females,
but that's
use
the
a bozo.
Message that need to be taught. These the message is not to be taught.
Yeah.
The message is to kill each
For
other.
One is overrated.
The message is to kill
two,
each other and be on top. And you on top if you got Gucci, if you got Louis.
Designer
like
shit,
nigga, that's
overrated.
The whole thing. But that's the whole thing Trap Way is about. Like I'm trying to implement the whole
look
fuck
how,
that
look at
the whole white tee, black tee mentality. Yeah. Just like how you would go, oh shit, I need to go to fucking Walmart, buy H&M black tea, white tea. I need to go to Walmart.
I need a hood store white tea.
Right. Let me just go get a Trapway white tea. Let me go get a Trapway black tea.
That's the new
tea.
White tea.
That's the new white tea. Like,
that was our model. We just talked about that months ago.
That's the implementation that we're trying to like replicate. You feel like this is that. You feel me? Like,
and you don't have to be a trap designer, to wear a trap way. It's like, not about
and you
that
don't either. Have to be.
But see, trap, like which I was explaining earlier, you could be trapped at your job. You could be trapped right. anything.
Trapped
yeah.
trap in your life, like, whatever.
Why spend? But fuck all of that. Fuck all of that. Fuck yeah. all that buying because it's trap mentality. Fuck all that. I'm black. You black. You feel me? Like, yeah. we support each other. Community, like, we're going yeah. into a new age. Like, we a
not to get
we
too
a
far
community. We a community. This is new love. This is black love. Off this is top. Some shit that Nipsey, like, tried to laid out for niggas. Like, yeah. just listen. Like, you feel me? He had a whole fucking blueprint laid out for niggas. Like,
CIP Nip.
Follow that shit. Like, Nip just, yeah. great. Like, that shit encourage people to, like, love black people. Like, encourage, love each other.
But what he
other.
Said, though, we need to spend not our even, dollar in our community.
Yeah, not
because,
even black people yeah. to love each other. Like, you feel me? Like, really implicate that dollar into our community. That's my whole thing behind this shit. Like, I ain't going to even do this shit. I'm not even trying to do this shit if it's just, like, a whole bunch of white people
and talking
doing
about,
shit.
We're not saying niggas don't have designer. Niggas got designer, but it's like...
Nah,
a,
of course.
But the thing
I'm
is,
talking about, is it overrated under... Like, you don't need it.
That shit overrated. That shit super overrated. Yeah,
let's leave that
sure.
at that. All right, so what about the Kardashians? Overrated?
That shit
underrated.
Super overrated. Overrated you not black. If you not black, Eritrean, anything, nah, fuck that. You
not
black.
Let's not
fuck that. If you not black, if you not Eritrean, I'm putting on for the black community.
Shout out to Henny.
The black community.
Shout out to Henny.
Shout out to Henny.
Matter of fact, too, Henny don't even appreciate the black dollar. So from now on, we gotta find.
Oh yeah, yo,
fuck
Hennessy, fuck Henny,
because
they don't even support the black dollar.
Anything, we're not gonna say the name, but you
right.
gonna promote.
And that's what this shit about. But that's really what this shit about, though. You gotta think we going to a new age, though. Like
we gotta
like,
support the black.
Really,
dollar.
Fuck that. Support the black dollar. Fuck that. Like fuck all that shit. Fuck support each other. You feel me? If you doing something motivational, if you're not trying to kill each other, if you're not trying to see each other like. Down or nothing like that. Like, oh, yeah. I support you raising your kids. I support
back,
you.
Back to them Kardashians
getting
overrated.
Rich.
Like, right. I can so, tell yeah, you why they're overrated. Yeah, we don't even. We,
Kardashians nah. overrated because they not black. I'm
no,
just,
no, no, no.
I'm, not even
nah.
that.
I'm nah, just nah. I'm just being honest. That. Fuck nah, that. I'm gonna be. That's fuck that. I'm gonna be a terrorist in this shit. Ooh, whatever you want to call. Nah, not terrorist. Activist. I'm gonna say.
Activist.
This is my whole point. Let me say this. This is why they overrated.
Then now.
This is why they overrated. Look, bro. This is my whole point of overrated with them. I don't understand why people get. You know what it is?
You portraying a lifestyle that. No, fuck that.
No,
all
listen,
that
female,
fake
no, no,
portraying
listen,
lifestyle.
Hold on.
One at a time.
Listen, females see that and they want their life, but the reason it's overrated is they don't understand where they came from and how they came up. Their father paved the way for them. So hold on.
Yeah, for sure.
They don't understand. A lot of females that see it now, it's just like when you see new rappers, like this generation sees them as new rappers, but like Gucci or a new Jay-Z. But what they don't get is their father. Is what made the impact in the community for their name to even hold weight.
From the OJ joint.
Exactly. And him being a reputable lawyer. And people don't know for Kim, he's the one that got her that expensive shit to resell and put her in that position. So her father, we'll shout out.
But you got to give her credit too, because sometimes
she's
people
doing
shit on her.
She's doing her shit.
Yeah,
she's definitely
just the fact
doing her
that
shit.
She can
we're
stay
not
relevant
knock
and
her.
Still
yeah.
hustle. They
yeah.
definitely
and
know
that
what they're doing.
And that whole sex tape thing, bro, all these bitches make sex tapes for free, so we're not going to use that to
shout
knock
out to OnlyFans.
Yeah, fact. But we're not going
to
knock her.
Shout out
but
to Booty Cheeks underscore 123.
Yeah, they're definitely overrated, so we're not even going
to. Shout out to Quilla 123 on that OnlyFans.
OnlyFans is hustling or not?
Hell yeah, OnlyFans is hustling. That's a hustle right there.
Yeah, OnlyFans is a hustle. That's a hustle. I agree. I mean, honestly, I don't promote anything that make us look bad. I'm just be 100. Anything that make us as a black community look bad, I don't promote. But in regards to the mentality of getting
see,
money,
only fans don't make it. It don't make us look bad because porn sites.
Nah, if it was just as easy to make black people join a board, that's something that's collective and you know.
I like
supportive,
it because it's giving people opportunity to make money, and it's like if somebody wants to pay you to watch y'all fuck.
Hell yeah! Or that's sometimes a lot of them girls don't even be doing that; they just be sitting there talking, said, reading poems, doing all type of shit.
It's even niggas start like Man Kevo. You know, I don't know the nigga. Shout out to him. No, he's a, you know, well known scammer rapper from Chicago. Like that nigga, he's doing the OnlyFans, but he's giving out a free game on how to hustle and shit like that. So it's good for that, but. You know, it's I don't have an issue with the OnlyFans thing.
Man, shut up, my nigga, you know, Cali. Man.
Free man, free money. Excuse me, free money. So you can never, you know, free money is free money. So if somebody wants to pay to watch y'all do what y'all do, power to you. You feel me? But yeah, Kardashians overrated though.
What's that shit? Them niggas be shouting out 7-4 to 7-0-4. What's them niggas be shouting out Cali?
Who? Who you talking about? Our block?
Yeah.
My block?
Yeah.
7-400, nigga.
7-400 to what though?
Oh, nigga, you talk, man. Shout out to 7400, 74 to 26, nigga. 26, yeah, Valley Oak, yes, sir, nigga.
Shout out 26 to 74, man.
Shout out people's out, man.
Man, that's back, man. Man. Shout out that 7400 to 2600, man. Shout come on Nick. Now. Shout out to the block, man. Doing their thing. Come on now.
That's what's up, man. Yes, that was sir. Another episode of Mez Dreams and Chill. I appreciate y'all pulling up on me, man.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you for having
Trap
me.
Trap Way, right?
You for sure. For sure. Appreciate you for having us.
My niggas, what's goody?
Yes, sir.
Feel me?
We in the building.
Yes, sir.
We in the building.
It's new. What was the name of the homie that we played in the beginning?
Oh, Shy 291, man. Y'all definitely go check out Shy 291. We're going to goddamn hold on.
You said Shy 291. Yeah, man, what's his Instagram?
Yeah, I'm about to give you an Instagram.
For sure. I forgot to plug him in the beginning. I played this song, but.
Man, Instagram is at Shy, S-S-H-Y-Y 291, man. Y'all go check him out. Hold on. We got Money Mike, too. Hold on. Where Mike at?
Facts. Shout out them Valley Cheddar Oak Boys, man.
V-O-C-B, nigga. Valley Oak Cheddar Boys.
Yeah, shout out them Valley Oak Cheddar Boys, man.
That's what's up, man.
Home team, man. Oh, 26 Cheddar Boy Mike, that's 26 CHEDDARBOY Mike, MIKE, man. Y'all go follow him. Tap into the movement, man. You already know what it is.
And this right here, this song is called Ricky Bobby. It's by Promise to God. It's a Charlotte dude. Local music right here. Play. It's called Ricky Bobby. Promise. Appreciate y'all, man. Signing out.
Appreciate you for having us.
Appreciate you for having us, man.
Yes, sir.
What up, world? The God here. You know I crept in this bitch quiet. All the niggas been talking down. Well, tell them niggas we still high. I just want me a big bag. I know these niggas get big mad when I start popping that big shit. But check this. I don't want the attention. I just want me some paper. I'm just trying to stay low-key, so please don't do me no favor. I just want to get to it. I just want to keep moving. These actors want to make a scene. My shooter's down to make a movie. Lights, camera, action. Don't hit me, less a bag involved. Cause I ain't never had it. And nowadays I want to have it all. I'm on my way. Fuck you, pay me. Middle finger to the ones who play me. Sorry, shout it, I'ma fuck you later. Cause right now I want to touch the paper. Not one way. Cause I ain't never been the one to ever chase no bitches. The only thing on my mind is to mind my business. I get to the bag, put a foot on they neck, other foot on the gas, keep shit moving. You ain't first, you last. Stop it. You ain't hot, you just Ricky Bobby. Guarantee you want a nigga try me. You take a shot, I'm gonna catch the body. First thing first, gotta chase the bracket. Run the plays and collect the profits. Hit the bank and I make deposits. I'm fresh as hell if the bitches watching. These niggas know I've been slept on. They say they dope, but they stepped on. You know I keep shit the kilo. I'm kicking shit like Rapino. You know the flex on Devo. You know the pockets on C-Lo. You know my niggas on standby. You know I stick to the G-code. I done been down, I done been out. I done ran it up till I lost count. I done paid dues, made moves. Been a real nigga since grade school. Fat boy, a fucking legend. Got me feeling like Babe Ruth. The block hotter than Beirut. Flow sicker than stage two. Bitch, chase who? Cause I ain't never been the one to ever chase no bitches. The only thing on my mind is to mind my business. I get to the bag, put a foot on they neck, other foot on the gas, keep shooting.